Now, as we settle into whatever postures we've chosen for this afternoon sitting, I'll read you a little poem that will help, I hope, with a wee bit of the imagery that we will use for our practice and also your sense and savor walk to the extent that you are able to do that may also inform this this short practice. So this little poem, actually it's a little bit long, but it's well worth it. And it's, the author is Paul Lawrence Dunbar, and it's called In Summertime. When summertime has come and all the world is in the thrall, magic thrall of perfumed airs that lull each sense to fits of drowsy indolence, when skies are deepest blue and flowers aflush, then most I love to start while early dews are damp and wend my way in woodland tramp where forests rustle tree on tree and sing their silent songs to me, where pathways meet and pathways part, to walk with nature heart by heart. Till wearied out at last I lie where some sweet stream steals singing by, a mossy bank where flower violets fie in color with the summer sky. Or take my rod and line and hook and wander to some darling brook where all day long the willows dream and idly droop to kiss the stream. And there to loll from morn till night, unheeding, nimble, run or bite, just for the joy of being there and drinking in the summer air, the summer sounds and summer sights. Then set a restless mind to rights when grief and pain and raging doubt of men and creeds have worn it out. The bird's song and the water's drone, the humming bee's low monotone, the murmur of the passing breeze, and all the sounds akin to these that make a man in summertime feel only fit for rest and rhyme. Joy springs all radiant in my breast, though pauper poor than king more blessed. The tide beats in my soul so strong that happiness breaks forth in song and rings aloud the welkin blue with all the songs I ever knew. O time of rapture, time of song, how swiftly glide thy days along, adown the current of the years, above the rocks of grief and tears. 'Tis wealth enough of joy for me in summertime to simply be. In summertime, to simply be. So letting whatever images came up from that poem or from your experiences of sensing and savoring this beautiful summer day, letting them arise within you. What sights can you recall? Blue sky, trees, flowers in full bloom. What sounds? Singing birds, children laughing in a wading pool. The soft sound of the summer breeze, the feel of it and the warmth of sun next to the skin. The scent of the air. That freshness, fragrance. So taking a wee bit of time to savor a summer day, a summer's moment. And really drink it into body, mind, and heart. Take a bit of time for this. Letting ourselves be touched by the wonder of it all. Truly awe-inspiring summertime in this country and province. Especially after winter's dreary rain. And letting these images really underline and embellish your lovely intentions for being here today. And our general intentions to open with a friendly, loving awareness. Connecting again, as we did in the earlier practice, with that felt sense of body, of earth element, through the weightedness, the gentle pull of gravity on the body. The air through our breathing. The water element, with that sense of flow and cohesion with all that arises. And the feelings of warmth and uplift with the fire element, with the light. And practicing in the silence, refreshing attention as it wanders, using the summer's day as a way to reconnect with your intentions, and then feeling into body, breath, and the elements. As Mary Oliver has said, when the roses speak, I pay attention. Paying attention here and now to the wonder of this moment. Sitting in the wonder and beauty of a summer's day. And again from Mary Oliver, little summer poem touching the subject of faith. Every summer I listen and look under the sun's brass and even into the moonlight, but I can't hear anything. I can't see anything. Not the pale roots digging down, nor the green stalks muscling up, nor the leaves deepening their damp pleats, nor the tassels making, nor the shucks, nor the cobs, and still every day the leafy fields grow taller and thicker, green gowns lofting up in the night, showered with silk. And so every summer I fail as a witness, seeing nothing. I am deaf too to the tick of the leaves, the tapping of downwardness from the banyan feet, all of it happening beyond my any seeable proof or hearable hum. And therefore, let the immeasurable come, let the unknowable tuckle, touch the buckle of my spine, let the wind turn in the trees and the mystery hidden in the dirt swing through the air. How could I look at anything in this world and tremble and grip my hands over my heart? What should I fear? One morning, in the leafy green ocean, the honeycomb of the corn's beautiful body is sure to be there. Letting the immeasurable come, the unknowable touch the buckle of our spines. Beauty and awe.